Alright. Now, going back to what you feel made him most famous was his assassination. Do you remember where you were that day, what you were doing, and what your feelings were at that time when it happened?
Yeah, I remember I was leaving school. It was in the afternoon. I believe I'd gotten on the school bus for a 4 or 5 mile ride home when some other kids on the bus somehow found out about it through a radio story or whatever. It was a bit of a shock. Certainly no other president in my lifetime had been assassinated. When we first heard about it, we didn't know that he'd been assassinated. We'd only been told that he had been shot and that they had rushed him to a hospital in Dallas. And that went on for a while. They didn't actually say that he had died for quite some time, and I think one of the reasons was they wanted to get Johnson on his way back to Washington and sworn in on his way back as the new president of the United States. I remember it was around Thanksgiving time. We, in fact, got an extended school vacation because of the funeral and all that. It was a very dark and blue time. I think Americans were not feeling so secure that their president could be shot down in the street. I may not have certainly wasn't it at an age to have developed a political point of view that was either for or against his politics. But everybody in the United States was grieving, because that was everybody's president, whether he was a Republican or a Democrat. And after of course, after his assassination, Johnson became president and he became deeply involved in Vietnam. So I think it was the prelude to a very dark time in this country. Starting in 62 on through 67 or 68.
Getting on to Vietnam, you had said that President Johnson really stepped up the American presence over there. During that time, I'm sure that it was broadcast on television. It was very much a part of your life. Can you share some of your views on that, the draft, and how that era, how that feeling during the war affected you? What were your feelings?
Well, I graduated from high school in 1965. I applied to college and was accepted at Wentworth Institute. There were other schoolmates who didn't go on to school, who were drafted almost immediately. There were some who joined the military to go. As it developed, Johnson got us more involved. He got us involved to the extent of bombing in North Vietnam and Hanoi. And of course, other politicians were involved in trying to limit the actions of the military and directing the military it quickly became a situation that was just totally unresolvable, unwinnable, because of political meddling. I think during those years, 65, 66, 67, 68, 9, through college, a lot of my schoolmates who may have dropped out of school ended up going to Vietnam. My high school schoolmates went to Vietnam. I personally didn't go. I was able to get school deferments and then occupational deferments, and avoided having to take part in that. A lot of deep feelings about that. I think it was a huge mistake. This country got as involved in that situation as they did, in the way that they did. I think at that time, I supported the country. If I had been called to go, I would have gone. But the things that I did, going to school and getting a job that gave me an occupational deferment, prevented me or eliminated me from that process. A lot of other people had done, tried to go to school to avoid going into the military at the time. Some people actually went to Canada to avoid going to the military at that time, or other countries. It was something you did if you had to go do it. If you could find alternatives, you would. Well, they were not people weren't, you know, not everybody was lucky. Many of my classmates just didn't have things work out the way they did for them, as they did for me. I think my personal experience is quite unique in that way, because there's nobody from my high school graduating class that I know of that didn't get involved in a conflict in one way or another, except for myself. So, it was a time of great stress, when, you know, here I was approaching in my 20s, mid-20s, people who were growing up in other times and places were able to think more about, strictly about how they were going to prepare themselves for life. And even embrace life and go off and do the things they wanted to do. When you grew up in the Vietnam era, you always planned around what you might be able to do to avoid having to get involved in that situation. If you could, I mean, if it was within your control. Great anxiety.
How did you feel about the people that were extremely boisterous about their feelings about it? I mean, there were people that protested that war, burnt draft cards. You, I don't feel, were a part of that. What was your feeling of those people?
No, I felt like I was sort of in the mainstream of society and had my options evaporated, school options or work options, and had been called up by the draft board. I would have to go do what I would have had to do, and done it patriotically. there were obviously people who were very vocal against what was going on. And somehow I didn't feel that was right. I didn't feel that was right for the people, the boys, the men, and their families who had to endure taking part in that conflict. So that, for me, that was not something that I took part in. Even though now I feel like the government was dead wrong, at that time, done whatever I had to do and supported the country in whatever way I would have to do it. After getting out of school, I went back to my hometown of Suffolk, Connecticut, and worked with Combustion Engineering, a manufacturer of steam generating equipment. The reason I went to work for that company was I had been told that there was a good chance you could get an occupational deferment from the draft if you worked for that company, because it was providing essential equipment to the utility industry.